Hi everybody, welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Nolch. I'm the host of the Kink TV show as well, but this little podcasting really has nothing to do with the TV show. It's just me talking for an hour, and I'll be pretty surprised if anyone really listens to it. It's more like a personal diary or journal or something. It tends to get a bit political and a bit out there and a bit paranormal stuff. It's a bit wild, I reckon, some of the stuff I talk about. And the first 10 episodes, it was supposed to be an hour long, and they were. And I slowly ran out of stuff to say as the episodes went on, and up to like episode 12 now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to promise that they'll be half an hour long, at least, half an hour, and then... But if I'm going into something, I'll go up to the hour and stuff. But otherwise, half an hour is good enough. Last week's episode was going to be half an hour, but then it just went to an hour. So I just don't want to drain you by trying to fill up the hour with nothing to talk about. So nothing's planned in this. I just talk about whatever. When you hear this noise... Don't worry, that's just because I'm sipping on some tea. Alright, so I thought let's play something. I'm just going to turn the volume up for a second. Alright, I'm just going to play. I filmed some prank calls for the Kink earlier today. And, let's just hear one of them. It's going to be on the show anyway, but let's just hear it on the podcast. Because on this podcast, I just do whatever I feel like. Alright, you ready? Okay, ready for this one? Okay, let's hear it.
G'day guys, time for another Gumtree prank. Gonna try and get a pair of rollerblades today, so I can look hot rollerblading, oh my god! Nash?
Sorry, who's speaking?
This is Michael. I'm calling about the rollerblades.
Yeah, how are you going, mate?
Good.
Good.
So, yes, I really like the rollerblades. They look great.
Yep.
How old are they?
They're not very old. They're in, like, pretty good condition. Have you skated those type before?
Oh, yes. I've rollerbladed a very long time. But, yeah, these are hot. These rollerblades are hot. I like them.
They're good ones. They're available, mate. So if you're interested, you know they're going.
Yes. Yes. I'm very interested. And you're in Northcote, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in St Kilda, and I'm gonna be rollerblading in St Kilda with these, with my hot shorts, looking so hot.
That's good, mate.
Yeah. But, it's pretty far with traffic and that. Could you do anything with the price for me, babe?
Look, I can drop them off to you, because I'll be heading to St Kilda probably tomorrow, possibly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, if that works for you.
Yeah, because
I'll lose too much money on them otherwise, you know. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be heading down that way and I'll just drop them off for you.
You drop them off to me, huh? It's pretty cheeky.
No, not at all, mate. Get your head away from me.
Okay. I'm just playing with your babes, just playing.
No worries. So
how many times have you used them?
How many times have I used them?
The rollerblades, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't used them. They're someone else's, so I'm just selling them for them.
Oh, okay. So you're not a size 12?
No.
Oh, okay, that's a letdown.
Yeah, so do you want them or you don't want them?
Yes, babe, I do want them.
SMS me your phone number and your address, and I'll drop it tomorrow or tonight for you.
And maybe a nudie as well?
Listen, man, if you don't want the rollerblades, then, you know,
baby,
don't call me.
Baby, okay. I want the rollerblades and a nudie.
If you were here, I'd smash your fucking head in, do you understand?
Baby, oh my god.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Mate, oh, this is so, that's a very, very rude.
Yeah, that's good. You like that, yeah?
Yeah, I like a lot of things, but not getting my head smashed
in. I'll work out who you are if you continue, okay?
Okay, relax, darling, relax.
It was a good day of, we filmed about three other prank calls as well, and they, some of them worked out really well too, but that one was just the best. Like, it was just leading him on the whole way about pushing it with the gay stuff and then just hitting him with the nudie, and then he just couldn't handle it and was just full on, got angry and flipped it, and then, yeah, so that was pretty funny. And then we ended up calling him back again, and I just abused him. Like, I didn't do any character or anything. I just said, I think you rollerblades are really shit, and just had a go at him, and he was like, I'll track you down, and he was, I think he must have been happy about the sale, and he genuinely believed that the gay guy wanted to buy him, and then I think just, yeah, then just totally flipped it on him, and then he just realised it was either a prank call or just a really weird gay guy, and he couldn't handle it, and got really annoyed, but that one was done, that was so good, because he just, when I was the camera guy and my mate was speaking, but I was as I was listening to it about 3 minutes in, it was like, oh, this might be one that we can't even use because just like nothing's really happening yet. And then it just went boom, and then it just worked just right. So that was great. Okay, so what to talk about 7 minutes in? I don't really have anything to talk about. Sorry, like, political stuff, whatever. Did you, like, yeah, of course there's all these political stuff that I want to talk about, or, like, could talk about, but it's just, like, I've gotten used to the fact that people are just stubborn shits, and the average person just doesn't want to learn about these sort of things, and they don't care. Like, I used to make, like, two years ago, I used to make the most craziest posts on Facebook that were, like, hardcore information about what's going on and saying the things that people need to do. And people just didn't like them, and some people defended me and stuff, and it just almost created enemies from some people and that. And then I was just like, okay, fine, if you don't want to find out the truth, then you're not going to find out the truth, you know, and that's the truth. So a lot of people, it's just like, you know, I was just trying to help them by saying information about, you know, vaccines causing damage to people, and information about climate change being a hoax, and information about this politician could be a con man, basically, who doesn't care at all what people, doesn't really care at all about the people of the world or whatever, they're just like acting like that so that they get more money and stuff. So you try and put information up like that, and people just flip out, and they're just like, you know, it kind of stuffed up my Facebook account, because literally some people defriended me, and other people just got put off from me and ignored me. And then I just noticed for a bit there I was posting things on Facebook and just getting no likes at all, and I was just like, whoa. Just for normal things, you know, it was just like, wow, I kind of like alienated my following on Facebook. And I realised, you know, I got to do my bit to help the world and stuff, because I'm going to do it no matter what. I mean, what else is there to do? Because it's just like, you know, if there's evil people in the world that are causing all these problems, you just look into the future and you go, if I don't do this stuff now, you know, when I'm an old man, you know, things might be really, really bad, or, you know, for people in the future and that, things are going to be really, really bad. And evidence indicates that reincarnation exists, like, totally exists and stuff. So, you know, if I get born again and I'm brought up in just a really horrible world, it's like, well, I should have done something about it 100 years ago or whatever. So, you know, that's why I'm going to do stuff about it no matter what. But I'm just not going to put in a lot of effort, and I'm not going to make those posts on Facebook and stuff, because I don't want to piss off any people. Like, I want to have everyone as a friend. But also, just from the fact that it's just a little bit of an FU to people who aren't grateful for the information, a little bit of a just like, well, if you don't want any help, then fine, you can just go ahead and be a slave. Like, if you don't want to, I'm trying to give you information that can free you and make things better and stop you from being a slave. And if you don't want my help, then fine, you can go get effed. You know what I mean? That's kind of a bit of my attitude towards people. Yeah, that's kind of what it is like now. It's like, yeah, I'll totally help anyone if they want to get some information, but it's just like, it's like the, like, from what I've studied, right, when the Matrix movie talks about how you're born into a prison that you can't see or touch or whatever, and it's the Matrix, right, and you don't even know you're in a prison, and then it says, then Morpheus says, some people are so pathetic or weak or whatever that they fight to protect this Matrix system. It's kind of like that. Like, we're in this world, we're born into this world with all these problems, all this sort of stuff, and I'm trying to free people from that. And some people are trying to fight me and don't want to get free from it because they're just so pathetic and they're so dumb and so affected by the world and that. They're so affected by the things that I'm talking about that are bad, that screwed up their thinking, so they don't like the idea of someone saying, hey, you know, maybe the government needs to be smaller. You know what I mean? Why do we, you know, like, hey, you know, what about, you know, why should we be banning guns when maybe we should be banning psychiatric medications when, because a lot of these people are going crazy from their psychiatric medications. You know what I mean? So it's just like, some people are just like, what are you talking about? You're crazy saying that, antidepressants are bad or some shit. So usually it's people who aren't that good in the first place. Like, I never really had any problems with cool people and that attacking my posts on Facebook and that. It was usually more negative people. So some of the people who defriended me were actually good. And a year later after that, I actually thought, oh, do you know what? I should go through my Facebook thing because I have an ability to spot if the person's evil or not. Or just, you know, really negative and retarded. And so I went through my Facebook friends and I intentionally looked for people to unfriend because I was like, why should I have these people? I should totally have nothing to do with these people. Because what happened was, I put a post on Facebook about something and then it caused a problem and in real life because a person saw it who was, you know, an idiot. And so I was like, oh, if I just didn't have that person as a friend on Facebook, they never would have seen that post. So I was like, I'm going to defriend these people. But by that stage, some of these people had already defriended me anyway, so it was only like one or two people that I had to defriend. I went through a whole list of like 700 names, only one or two people that I had to defriend. And that's when you look at it and you go, wow, in general, yeah, most people are pretty cool. Like, really, they are. They're pretty good, most people. But it's just that the people who are, you know, dickheads and insane and problematic and evil, they're just so loud in their reactions to things that it seems like there's a lot going on from them. Like, there's a lot of, like you put a post on Facebook, right, some good information, right, they freak out and they attack you, and then another one attacks you, and another one, and so you get three people attacking you out of 200 people who saw the post. And 200 people are cool with it and 200 people are good, but three people are just negative pricks. So when you put that post, you think, the next day you think, oh, you know, bad me. Oh, you know, maybe I'm saying things that are wrong and, oh, everyone's out to get me and, oh, the world hates me and stuff. And it's just like, no, only three retarded people hate you. And all the other people are fine. You know? And so it's just not true. The majority of the world, people are pretty cool and good. So yeah, so now I don't even, I try to keep non-political. I'll sometimes say information, but it won't be in an antagonistic way, like an angry way, like a wake the F up, you idiots. Why the hell are you guys acting like slaves, and why are you just ignoring this information about vaccines? It's very important. You know what I mean? Which it was a bit, it wasn't as blunt as that, but it was a bit like that. It was a bit like, you know, wake up, people, you know, why aren't you, I don't know, it was a bit more aggressive. It was a little bit like, you know, I've just had it with the way the average person is behaving and their just their patheticness. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, I know it's like, it might sound negative, but I can't lie. Like, I just don't lie. It's just a thing that I do. But really, the average person is so dumbed down and so not strong and so not switched on and smart. It's actually rare to come across a person who's like that. You know, it's like 1 in 10 people are like that, and the rest are just like sheep, you know? And it's just, because it's upsetting to see people like that and to see people, I don't know, it's just very interesting, you know? People are just like that, you know? Anyway, everyone's different. You know, so my posts were a bit more aggressive, whereas now if I've had some information, I'll just, I wouldn't say, hey, vaccines are bad, I'll just say a post. I don't do it anymore, but if I was going to say something, I'd say, oh, I spoke to this lady and her kids have been damaged by vaccines. There. And I'll just say that, and, like, that'll be it. So, like, they can come to their own conclusions, you know? Yeah, so... So my Facebook is very non-controversial. It hasn't been that controversial for the past 6 months. It's been totally... And especially now I've got this podcast, it's just like, you know, I've laid things down in this podcast, and then it's there, and then, you know what, I've done my bit. You know, it's just like... it's like people are seem to be a bit ungrateful for what's good and what can help things and stuff, so it's just like, fine then, you know, I'm not going to do that much. You know what I mean? Like if you believe in reincarnation and that, and I pretty much do, I'm sure there's many lifetimes where I've done many, many things and fought in many, many wars and done all these things to try and help people today, and the freedoms that people have today are because of stuff that I've done in the past. And it's just like, and you look at you, you're just a spoiled, you're just a spoiled, ungrateful prick, and you're attacking me on Facebook. And it's just like, but it's not only the people who are attacking, it's more the people who just don't care and just don't even like the post or even bother researching the post. It's just like, what the hell? It's just like, they just like to do whatever the Kardashians are doing or something like that. You know, like, seriously, like, if you think about how much time people spend improving themselves in the gym to get bigger muscles and stuff like that, when they could be improving their mind and trying to find out the truth and learning stuff, it's just like, let's say there's some dude that goes to the gym 2 times a week for 2 hours each time, which is, like, just a normal thing. It's just in fashion to do that. Imagine if it was just in fashion for that same amount of time every week to study world history. You know what I mean? Like, imagine the world would just be so much smarter if things that were popular were things that were good. Whereas going to the gym, it just gets you sort of healthy muscles and stuff. But if you stop working out, in 6 months' time, you're back to just having a normal body. Your body changes, like, completely. You know what I mean? You can be really buff, pump, really weight, really toned, really good, and then just stop doing it, and then 6 months later, it's gone. Whereas if you exercise your brain and you learn all this sort of stuff and you have all this knowledge, you've got that for life, you know. And if you believe in reincarnation, you kind of have it into the next life. And you might go, well, how come people can't remember their previous lives? Well, some people can. And that's a whole other topic as to why people can't remember them. But basically, what we have is this thing that as time goes on, you just forget. You forget things like you... When you get to 80, you won't be able to remember when you're 8 years old as well as you can remember when you're 8 years old now. It's just as time goes on, you just forget things more and more. Anyway, so with the knowledge thing, it's just like, yeah, in 6 months' time, you won't completely forget all these things you know. It takes a lot of time. And also, if what you're studying is good, helpful information, it won't go out of your mind, so you won't forget it. It's always stuff that are good to remember and stuff, you know, like, Like, for example, if you knew how to spot an evil person, you wouldn't get involved with them in business, you wouldn't marry them, blah, blah, blah. It's like the most important thing ever to be able to spot an evil person or an insane, or just an insane person. The difference between an insane person and an evil person is they both are insane, but the difference is that the evil person does it intentionally, whereas the insane person that's not evil would cause problems just because they're literally crazy and they're retarded. You know, it's kind of like an insane person's kind of like a computer with a virus on it, and it's just stuffing up and causing problems and that. But an evil insane person is like a computer that has a virus that's just like trying to stuff the computer up, and like the virus is intentionally trying to stuff up your life, and every time you write something, it intentionally deletes it and hunts it down. It's really, really nasty. Yeah, so this is just me talking shit, really. 21 minutes in. I don't know what else to say. I like Apple computers. Yeah, we're using one right now. Really great, I reckon. King TV show is going good, just improving bit by bit. Well, there's got to be something to talk about. Oh, I was going to say, some people are single and some people are married or in a relationship. And people who are single, some of them who want to be in a relationship think that there's something wrong with them. And, you know, maybe there is. But the thing is, you have to think about as well, is that there are plenty of people who are single. Like, if anything, there's single people in the majority. Like, if you look at it, of adults, there's a lot of people who are single. You know, like, it is totally normal. But single people don't feel normal. But it totally is normal, you know? I think it just takes a little time for someone to meet someone who they get along with and who they're attracted to and that sort of stuff. And that's what makes it, I guess, special when someone gets into a relationship, because it's just like, wow, I finally found someone, because it's just like, it's not like you can just be in a relationship with anyone. Anyway, but yeah, so there's just this thing where single people think there's something wrong with them, or that they're unnormal, but it's just totally normal to be single. It's just so many people are single. It's really quite common. You can probably just sign into one of the internet dating sites and just see the scrolls and scrolls of people who are single. So just something I observed. I've been single for years. Had almost some relationships sort of start, I wasn't really into them. I was kind of just wanting to start a relationship with them because I couldn't get anyone else that I wanted. So I don't know what's going on with me, but yeah, it's just really quite an interesting thing. It's just like some people are just really unlucky with love and some people are. And I think there's more to it than that. I think it's just not a matter of luck. I think everything happens for a reason. This thing, I've mentioned it on another podcast. It's a really cool thing. I mentioned it where it was like, whenever something bad happens, right, don't be upset about it, because it, in the long run, ends up being something good. It's just a crazy rule, like a law that this universe has. And I've noticed it, and it just happens over and over again. Because I thought of some of the, some of the, like, having to do VC in year 12, like, having to finish school and working hard. And there's some things where I just thought they were bad experiences that I've been through, right? Then I looked at it and I was like, oh, but it helped make me who I am now. And it just, like, it's kind of like you don't regret them happening because you're like, oh, they were good. In the long run, they were good. And there were many things where, like, this bad might have happened or that bad. And you look at it and you go, oh, no, in the long run, that was actually good that those things happened. So I was onto something. I was like, what's going on here? It's just like, why does it seem good when these bad things happen? Anyway, so I've kind of like, and it happens to me every day, something bad will sort of happen, and then I'll just be like, oh, well, I mean, it seems bad now, but, you know, in an hour or a day or a year, I'll see how it's a good thing to happen. And it's true, it happens. It just always happens. Like, I can't think of an example, but just so many, it happened today, I remember specifically, something happened today where, okay, well, let's say, for example, I was supposed to, with the kink, we were supposed to film something today, and I wasn't that keen on filming anyway, but hence why there was a stuff up, because I was a little bit lazy, but I did plan on going and filming this thing, but we got the timing of it wrong. It was a big UFC fight, we were going to film a streak with her, and got the timing of it wrong, and then it turned out that we weren't going to do it, and then in the end it was better, because we filmed like 3 fake ads and 3 prank calls, and it was a good day, you know, whereas if we went to the UFC fight, it would have been all that effort going into the city, and then filming for an hour or 2 hours, and it probably wouldn't have been that funny. And then, you know, it was a good thing that I made the stuff up and got the timings wrong. But there's more obvious stuff ups that happen. Let's say, for example, right? Like, well, I can give you an example, and you look for it in your own life, but let's say you might go somewhere and you'd be like, oh, I forgot to bring, let's say I'm going to go film something, for example, and some character needs to wear glasses. I forget to bring the glasses. I go there. And then somehow, because the glasses were forgotten, it enabled something else to happen that was good. And it's like, oh, again, something that you think's bad in the end turns out good. So when you see this happen in your life just over and over and over and again, you get to the point where you go, you know what? If I smashed my car or I broke my leg, seriously, I wouldn't be that concerned. I actually wouldn't be that concerned, because it always seems to come out good in the end. So if I did smash my car, break my leg, I'll go, well, something good was going to come from this, because it just always seems to happen. It always seems to happen. So, if that actually happened to me, if I smashed my car, I'll just stop and look at it and be like, wow, so this is an interesting adventure. Where am I going to go now with this? Like, obviously, something good's going to happen from it, because it seems to happen. So I'll get my next car, and then something connected with it would be good that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't smashed the old one. And also, I believe that sometimes, I haven't investigated enough, right? If it doesn't happen every time, right, happens like maybe 70% of the time something good happens for it, and you go, well, what about that 30% where nothing good comes from it? I reckon that that something good, you're just not aware of what it was. Yeah, so maybe it's like you smashed your car and you go, well, nothing good comes from it, but actually you smashing your car meant that you weren't on the road 5 minutes after that where there was an accident down the street that you could have died in. Do you know what I mean? Or like the next day it stopped you from going on an aeroplane that could have crashed and killed you. You know? Like, I think that's what happened. So or it's just, yeah, something that you're not smart enough to know what was a benefit from the situation. But yeah, I reckon that's what's going on. It seems like all the time it just seems to be a good thing that comes from it. So when you get in that state of mind, it's seriously life-changing. It is life-changing, because you just don't care about things anymore. You're no longer as passionate and as, like, stressed and like, yeah, this must happen and that must happen and this must happen and you know what I mean? You're just like, well, if that person came late, we can't do this. Well, something's going to come from it. It's good. Okay, you know what I mean? And it's just, when you approach everything, I think it really cuts out stress in your life. I think it rips out stress. And so you just like, yeah, whatever, yeah, cool. You know, you just really chilled and you're just like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. So now it's like, you know, I'll obviously have goals and things that I want to do, but it's just like, if I hit barriers on the way, I kind of more willing to laugh at the barriers and just be like, well, there was a stop there and there was a barrier and something to block my way, but oh well, you know, something good's going to come from this and I'll just keep on going. And also when you think deeper into it, you think we all just can't get what we want because the world would be absolutely crazy. Like right now, right, if everybody, we can't have the world in that way where you can just get what you want straight away. Firstly, and you might have heard this before, right? This is called philosophy, what I'm talking about, by the way, if you don't know what philosophy is. It's like trying to be wise, trying to learn things, find out what's going on in the world, basically. But, you know, if you studied philosophy at university, I don't even know if they teach people what the word philosophy means. But I just feel like it's been made worse than what it actually is. I mean, philosophy is like isn't like, ooh, but what is this? But what is that? Philosophy is just trying to be smart and work out what the hell is going on in the world. You know what I mean? So if everybody got what they wanted straight away, right, firstly, it'll be a bit boring. It'll be like playing a computer game where it's on super easy mode and you just keep on winning and eventually you just stop playing going, oh, this is boring. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is like a challenge. This whole world is like a video game. It's like, ooh, you know. I'll end up being, you know, when I do the world record podcast, I'll end up repeating myself in a few months' time. I'm going to talk about these things. Anyway, it's good to hear them twice. Okay, so, no one will listen to this anyway, so whatever. So people get bored of life. But not only that, right, if everybody got what they wanted, right, it'll just be total chaos. Things would just be wild. Like, you go, okay, I get what I want, I get my house. And then someone else would go, I get what I want, which is his house. And then suddenly my house would be gone. And I'll get what I want, and I'll get my house back. And then you go, I want that guy's house, and you get his house back. And then somebody goes, I get what I want. So, like, suddenly your drink appears. And then suddenly this happens. And then suddenly, like, if you always could just suddenly get what you wanted right now, that would just be wild. I mean, we couldn't live in a society. I mean, it's almost like you can make a cool science fiction movie out of it, but it's just like, you get what you want, well, suddenly, you know, let's make time go backwards. I mean, and suddenly time's going backwards, and then someone else is like, but I want time to go forward. And then time goes forward for them. And then suddenly, something's going on with someone else. And then, like, it's just too bizarre, and it just wouldn't work out. And so although this world is really boring and it's the same and it's set, at least it's organised and it's like a game with rules that you have to play by. It's just a giant game, you know? It's a giant Monopoly game and you need to have rules, you know, and barriers and stuff. Otherwise it's like, if it was just like you could just get what you wanted, then it'll just be really bizarre. And eventually you'll get bored of it because it'll just be so crazy. Suddenly, you know, suddenly you have tea and then suddenly you can fly through outer space and then suddenly you can blah, blah, blah. And you can just, like, whatever you can think of, you can have. Whatever you'd like, you can get. I'm no doubt that it might be the coolest 24 hours of your life if you could do that. But in the long run, and we've been around for a long, long time, many years and stuff, I think you'd get drained of it. You'd get to the point where you'd go, you know what, stuff, I just want to play a nice little simple thing and have a nice simple house and have this nice simple game where you have some challenges on the way and stuff. And suddenly, peace. Because it's just like, if you bury a tree here, you don't wake up tomorrow and the tree's somewhere else. You know what I mean? You bury the tree and it stays there and it's organized. Boom. The sun comes up, sun comes down. It's all organized and straightforward and simple. It's not like you wake up and the tree is suddenly floating in the air and you're like, what the hell? And then one day you have gravity, one day you don't. And then one day rain is like beer and another day rain's like Coke. And you know what I mean? Like things are set and placed this certain way because it's a certain style of game. And I think that if things were in other, in different ways, then potentially it's not able to be lived in for a long amount of time. Whereas this is set up to last for a long amount of time. Like, this is just, this just lasts for ages. You know, you put a house there and it even stays in that condition for a really long time and stuff. And yeah, this is like an unchanging universe, you know? So, you know, although other universes might be really cool and fun and stuff, this one is good in its own sort of way. And it's just like, when you're in it for a long amount of time, it's boring. So I think what I object to is the fact that you can't switch into these crazy universes and then come back. See, because that's what would be super cool. Like, imagine you just suddenly go into this, and I think apparently you can, because people talk about it, you can go into other dimensions and stuff. Some people, I think, meditate hard, or they learn some ways where they can go into other universes. So, you know, you go into another universe and it's super cool, and then you come back here and you have a break, you know, and then you recharge your batteries and you go off and you go into this really cool universe and you come back. But something tells me that you might get bored of that, you know? You might get bored of suddenly going to this crazy universe where you get whatever you want, and then suddenly you have to come back. And you go to the crazy universe and get what you want, and you have to come back. I don't know, maybe, like, because it just gets too crazy, those universes, because the rules are just too wild. You'd be all alone, because if you could have a universe where you want whatever, you get whatever you want. Talk about talking shit. Like, I told you this podcast was me talking shit. But anyway, you get whatever you want. I just feel like if you want to hang out with other people in that universe, and used to make robots in it, those other people will want to get what they want, and then they'll fuck up your universe. So it's just like, it's only possible to get whatever you want and have it work out good if you're by yourself. But then you might get lonely, and you might to go, okay, let's make some robot people, but robot people aren't the same because they're robots, you know? And so it just wouldn't work out. You couldn't share it with other people. So maybe when I come back in this universe, it's organized. Maybe that's how it is. Maybe all the other universes, you're alone. And it's like your dream, you know what I mean? Where you got other people who are in there, but like, they're not really people. They're just like, there's you and you're dreaming. And it's all in your imagination. And it's a whole other universe. And you get what you want in a dream. Like, anything's possible. There's no rules. But you end up getting alone. Being alone or whatever. And you come back in this one and you can actually, this one's got rules so we can get along with other people. This is a social universe. So I'm saying the other one is you're off with the fairies. Like, when you take the drugs, you're off with the fairies, or LSD or whatever, you go off to some other universe. It's like, what the hell? And that's your own unique universe. You're like, whoa, and you go off into it, and you come back here, and this is the hub, this one. This is the meeting place for people universe. And you go off, and yeah, it's going to be boring, because it's just like, you have to have rules and stuff, you know? You can't just do whatever you want in this universe, because you're going to tread on someone else's toes and cause problems for them. So you have to play by the rules in these. You have to be mature and play by the rules in this social universe. And then when you go off in your own one, you can go off and be crazy. It's kind of like, you know, a playground, you know. And you can go, if you're alone in your own playground as a kid, you can just do whatever you want. But if you're in a playground with other kids, you have to learn how to behave with them. And you might go, what the hell is he talking about? But that's because we're so used to interacting with other people. But when we were probably four-year-old kids and we first came across other people, adults were probably telling us rules that we just picked up on and we still apply today. Like, you can't just punch someone in the head, or you can't take someone else's things. And you see these little rules that you learn. And I'm sure as a little kid you were a little bit like, what the hell, you know, I just want to do this. And then but the parents say, no, you can't do that, cause, and they teach you to be social and to get along with other kids. So, So it's like that's what's going on in this universe, you know. It's like a playground where we have to play by all the rules so that we all get along. And it's a mutual game. But the other universe where you go off by yourself, it's just a playground where you can just go wild and do whatever you want, but you're going to be alone, you know. So, yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Yeah, so that's just me talking shit. Well, I don't know if there's anything else to say. I mean, recently there was the Paris terror attacks, and I just want to have to say, what I have to say about that is that, yeah, there's some evil people out there. Don't let the, just ignore it and stuff, and just be positive and focus on the positive things, and, what governments will do is, they might try and spend more money and encourage there to be more police and say we need to throw more money in the problem and have more rules and more control of people and stuff and build a police state in order to stop this terrorism. But what you have to remember is there's ways that you can stop terrorism that don't involve having to spend more money, you know, in the police or in, well, ways involve, there's ways to stop terrorism that don't involve more and more laws being passed. You know, you can be clever about it. And so don't let governments take your freedoms, because it just seems like over the past 100 years that's all the governments have been doing. Instead of protecting your freedoms, the government's just been taking them away more and more and more. And the police state's been growing more and more and more. Yeah, so terrorism's not good. Yeah, because, like, what politicians do is, well, what happens, I'll just say with police first, like, they're given this job, so if there's nothing for them to do, they're not just going to sit there and do nothing. They're going to sit there and they're going to try and create problems or, you know, like, they won't even be aware that they're doing it, but they'll try and, like, look for things to do, and they'll just fix things that aren't broken, you know what I mean? People tend to do that. So that this is what the big problem with governments are, is that they have all these people in certain jobs that are put there, and it's wrong, because you just shouldn't have so many people in so many roles and positions, because what happens is you get all these people in there, and they get into these jobs, and they're just like, there's nothing for them to do. They don't really need to do anything, but they think, oh, I need to do something, and so they start doing something, and then just try and fix things that aren't broken, they end up broken, and they end up causing more problems, they end up costing us money and stuff, you know. And politicians, see, if there was no threat from other countries or terrorists or whatever, see, society would just be happy and comfortable, and eventually people would start saying, well, you know, why the hell do we even need these politicians? You know, what are they for? You know what I mean? Like, it's good business for the politicians, basically. You know, it gives them something to do, and then them to say, oh, we'll protect you, and then I'm going to use my genius brain and try and come up with a solution to this terrorist problem. You know what I mean? It keeps them in a job. You know, so it's just like, I don't like it whenever there's terrorist attacks and all this sort of problems, because it just encourages, you know, it justifies the politician's existence. And that's where it gets into the conspiracy theory side of things, because, you know, there's evidence to suggest that organisations like the CIA and other corrupt people have, you know, caused things like 9/11 and bad stuff, so that then they can have more money and spend it on military and stuff like that, and so they can, yeah, justify their existences and get away with doing this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm telling you, like, we really, I think we could totally get along without government. And I heard that there's some countries, like, I heard that, I don't know if it was Netherlands or something, but they had problems with their parliament and they closed down. They just stayed closed down for, like, I don't know how many years, but maybe it was only 1 year, but the government just stayed closed down. And the people in that country, everything was fine. Things still got along okay. It's just like, I don't know if you really need a government, you know, because what happens is you've got a society, right? And you can have some rules, lay them down in concrete, that's it, blah, blah, blah. The police just make sure that they catch the murderers and stealers. And then that's it. And where do you need a politician in that situation? But what happens, right, is new problems arise, like ICE, for example, the drug ICE. Then politicians, then someone says, we need to do something about this ICE problem, and that person putting their hand up is the person who wants to be a politician. And so they want to do something about the ICE problem. And then they say, we need to have these parliaments where they meet and then debate over these new laws. And and when they come up with new laws, they go, oh, we need to ban ICE. So another example would be terrorism, like everything's sweet in town and everything, and then there's a terrorism problem. Then suddenly they go, oh, we need to have politicians, we need to meet and debate what we're going to do about terrorism. So it's just this idea of people coming together to solve problems. So that's why whenever there's problems like terrorism or things blowing up or whatever, it suddenly gives a chance to all these politicians, these people who want to come together and go, yes, let's solve this problem. So you just don't want to have problems because it encourages more politicians, you know? And the thing is, you might go, oh, well, Andy, you know, there are these problems and that's how it is and we need to have politicians to solve the problems. But I kind of disagree because it's just like, I think there's always going to be some minor problems in the world, but sometimes you just have to just put up with it. It's just how it is, you know what I mean? It's just like cars on the road, you know what I mean? Like, in general, there's barely any accidents, but sometimes someone does die in an accident, and it's just how it is. It's just how the world is, you know? So it's how the world is. There are going to be some dangers, and you just have to put up with them. It's not like you necessarily have to come together and have... It's not like you necessarily have to have one person... But see, this is where governments are just heaps of people. But let's say it starts off with one person, like one mayor, one person who's in charge, one president. It's not like you necessarily, because you've got some problems, have to have one person that's like, oh, we're going to do this and blah, 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 blah. It's just like, no, we don't really need to do anything about that, you know? And so, I don't know, just think about what things were like in the Wild Wild West. It's like they just had a town, they had the sheriff, and they maybe had the mayor of the town, and the mayor of the town might have helped organise where things are getting built and that sort of stuff. And it's just like, look at where we've come from that. It's just like, how big is government now? It's just so big. And it's just like, do we really need all that? It's just like, don't we just need one mayor in our town? If you've got any problems, you just go to the mayor. Like, why do we need a whole huge government, you know? Like, there's people who are called anarchists that think that... I think that's what you call them. And they just think you don't need any government at all. And it's just like, I'm kind of, like, leaning a lot towards having that idea. It's just like, yeah. Because, I mean, I've looked into a lot of things and it just seems like the government has just caused so many problems. It's just like, what the F? Like, this is crazy what's going on with the government. It's just like they're just causing all these problems, and it's just because it's like, you know, you got one. It's just weird. It's just like you got one town, you got one mayor, you know, what else do you need? But then they go, well, there's another town with their mayor. And there's another town with their mayor. And let's get all these mayors to meet together in a big place in Canberra or in Washington, D.C. And they're going to debate over laws and stuff. And it's just like, excuse me, I think we just need our mayor to be at our effing town and hang out and doesn't have to anything to do with Washington, D.C. Why does our mayor have to be over in Washington, D.C.? Why? Like, it's pretty random, you know? What I'm trying to say is we only need local government. We don't need state and national government. Do you know, Detroit, for example, went just completely broke, the city. And they don't even, like, I don't think they can afford police or anything like that. And what's happened is what have the people done? They've managed to come up with solutions for things. Like, they pay... apparently some people in the village pay some dude to be their policeman, and they just, like... they solve the problem, you know what I mean? It's just like, you don't necessarily need the government, you know? Anyway, so yeah, so it's like all these mayors get together and they go, we have to change the law and we have to blah, 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 blah. And it's just like they're all trying to fix things that aren't broken. And what they've done now is they've effed everything up, because things were simpler like 100 and 200 years ago and that. And what they've done is they've come together and said, we need to do blah, 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 wanting to change things and all this sort of stuff. And they have legitimately changed all these things and restructured the whole of society, and just happens bit by bit, year after year, with each law that they pass and stuff. Like, the law books are like 10 billion pages long, and it's just like, what the F? Like, come on, this is just crazy. There's so many laws. And so they create all these problems. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh my God, yeah, we do need politicians now. We do need someone to come in, a good politician, a good mayor, come in and fix everything up. You know what I mean? And it's like suddenly where you were against having mayors, or you were against having these things in Washington, D.C. and Canberra and stuff, you're against them, and suddenly you're like, now, damn, now I'm for them, because now something has to get done about all these problems. It's like, thank you, governments and politicians, for causing all these problems, you know? And it's like they cause, and apparently that's why it's like suspicious as to, like, is the CIA causing all this terrorism stuff? Because it suddenly is like, yeah, we need government to protect our borders and, you know, stop terrorism and stuff. And it's just like, it's kind of like it gives the politicians a chance to, you know, go, yes, I get something to do for once, you know? When it comes to problems, and it's just like, what needs to happen is, and this is what's going to happen. And it's really great that if Donald Trump gets voted in, because he'd be awesome. He'll start correcting up the laws and stuff, and then someone good again will get voted in, I can see happening, and then again getting voted in, because I think the whole world's just had it of just evil politicians and stuff. And you might go, well, I don't think Barack Obama's evil and stuff, but, and it's just like, well, you just haven't seen the information. Like, Barack Obama can just talk all this bullshit and spin and trick you and make you think that he can go, well, I've seen this economic figure and it shows that this is better. And it's just like, there's so much, it's not that, like, there's so much more going on. It's all secret and hidden. You know what I mean? It's just like, if someone's going to do evil, they're not going to just do it out in the open and let everyone know. You know, Hitler did that and he just got busted. You know, it just doesn't work that way. If someone's evil, they hide it and they do it in all these clever ways. Anyway, so Obama might seem good, but I'm telling you, it seems like it's bloody well not. You know what I mean? When you look at all the evidence, he's no good. And he just talks the talk, and he's a smooth talk, and he twists little bits of information and stuff. And the only really smart people don't get tricked by him. And yeah, I'm saying I'm really smart. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, I've been like a nerd for years. I've been just studying things on the internet and talking to people and just not been playing sport and shit. So, yeah, I am a nerd, but, you know, it's just, it's not a bad nerd, it's like a good nerd. But, so, yeah, I do think I'm smarter than other people. I do know more. It's just I put more effort into knowing. It's not like I think I'm any particularly better. If anything, I'm dumber than the average person. But it's just like I put an effort to learn all these things, you know what I mean? And other people don't. And it's a shame, because they should, because we wouldn't be in these situations if the whole world were full of people like me. People wouldn't get tricked by con men politicians if they were all like me. Because I don't get tricked by them. I can pick them. I can pick if someone's good or bad. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump's a good guy. I'll tell you the American politicians who are good guys. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ben Carson, and Donald Trump. Good guys. I'll tell you the people who really seem like bad guys. Hillary Clinton. And Bill Clinton and Obama and Bush. They seem like actually bad people. Anyway, so, when it comes to Australian politicians, it seems like Tony Abbott is actually a good guy. Like, although he might seem to have some, you know, although he might go, well, he's not having gay marriage. And it's just like, well, you know, you have to understand that the word marriage was between a man and a woman, and it was invented years ago, and it's just like, that's just what it is. It's like an apple's an apple, you know what I mean? Like, what do you want to change the dictionary definition of an apple? And it's just like, if gay dudes want to get married or have that union, they should just come up with their own word to describe it and come up with their own ceremony, and then voila, they can get bonded or something like that. They can call it bondage. You know what I mean? Like, they can be like, oh, I'm getting bonded next year to my husband in Bali. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, if I was a gay dude, I would just find someone to get married with it, and then if they go, well, you can't get married, I'll go, well, I'm going to call it bonding, and I'll come up with my own ceremony, and I'll get united in that way, or I'll call it garage, gay marriage, you know what I mean? I'm getting garried to that guy, you know? You know, so it's just like, if you look at what Tony Abbott was doing, it's just like, he was just saying, you know, I don't agree with him getting married, you know what I mean? It just doesn't seem right to him or whatever. But he wasn't trying to attack gay people, you know what I mean? He wasn't saying, let's kill all gay people or anything. He wasn't doing anything to actually attack people, you know? So you have to remember that. He was just saying, you know, just leave things the way they are, you know? He wasn't like, and so if you look at Tony Abbott, it seems like Tony Abbott was actually a good guy, like genuinely a good guy, you know, and sometimes he slipped up and said things that didn't quite sound appropriate. But a lot of the thing is, people are brainwashed by the media, so they see things said by Tony Abbott taken out of context, and they bag Tony Abbott, and they go, look, Tony Abbott's bad, blah, 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 and it's just like, what he said actually wasn't bad, you know what I mean? You're just taken out of context, and you're just trying to attack him. The media is a conspiracy. The media intentionally picked on Tony Abbott, like intentionally bullied Tony Abbott. Like, he was picked on, and you can see it instantly with Malcolm Turnbull, new Australian Prime Minister. He's just like, even if he did say controversial things, he would not get picked on. Like, the media, anything Tony Abbott said, he was highly scrutinised. He was just going to cop shit no matter what, and he was only ever going to be a one-term politician ever. Like, he was so lucky that he got voted in, right? It was awesome that he got voted in, but he was never going to last. Like, he was just so heavily picked on and hated, and media just, and in general, Australians just didn't like him and stuff because the media just brainwashed them. The media brainwashes people. They get people to think a certain way. It's crazy. And I know, because there's been many situations, right, where I've seen them, things that the media are reporting on that I know about, and I hear the way they report it, and I go, whoa, they've put a really bad spin on this thing. They've made this seem bad when it isn't bad. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen things. So Tony Abbott will say things, and you go, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. And then you suddenly, the next day, you hear a media report on it, and you go, what the hell? Like, somebody, some negative idiot person who's written this media news thing has just taken that out of context, twisted it, and made it out to be something bad when it isn't bad. And, like, and it's not just with politicians, like, well, yeah, it tends to be politicians, but there can be an example with comedy. Like, you'll have someone say a comedic joke, and then, like, I've seen it happen. It happened, like, a week ago. And so, and nothing bad went on in it. And then, like, a few days later, you hear, like, a report on some radio station in Sydney, and they go, well, Larry David on Saturday Night Live said blah 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 blah, and you go, whoa, hold on, you just totally twisted that piece of news and just changed it from what it actually is, you know? Like, and then I'll give you an example, right? So Donald Trump went on the Saturday Night Live TV show in America, right? And as a joke, Larry David, he's a creator of Seinfeld and is an actor as well. Larry David yelled out, and it was part of the script for the show and everything, yelled out, you're a racist, Trump, as a joke. And Trump was like, what the hell? And then Larry David goes, oh, someone said I was paid $5,000 to say that. And it was just a joke, and it was like, ha ha, funny, funny. So then a radio station in Sydney reports on this a few days later and goes, Donald Trump was called a racist by Larry David. And they say, and they go, Larry David yelled out, Donald Trump is a racist during a Saturday Night Live thing. They go, Donald Trump was abused during a Saturday Night Live thing by Larry David calling him a racist. And then they just move on to the next item of the news, right? And it's just like, you totally misrepresented what that joke was. And so if somebody didn't know, hadn't actually seen the Saturday Night Live thing like I did, they would have heard, oh my God, Larry David just yelled out, this guy's a racist. And then they would also think, oh, is this Donald Trump guy a racist? And then it changes what they think of Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Or what they think of Larry David. And it's just total bullshit news. This is what I'm trying to say. The news is just effing bullshit. The news is literally bullshit. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying every news report is dodgy, but I'm saying so many of them, a high percentage of them, are just absolute crap. Like, they're just badly reported. They're things that are twisted. And they're just incorrectly done. And it's just crap. And that's why when the Kink does a news report, it's actually good, it's factual, and it's not bullshit and incorrect and things that are twisted. And there's a reason for that. You know, the only time it's twisted, if it's twisted in just a funny, silly way. But these new things aren't doing comedy or anything. They're just, like, they're actually wrong. And it's just, it's just amazing to watch. So with Tony Abbott is, he would do something and the news report it and do a twist on it. Then a week later, he would do something else in the news report and put a twist on it. And then do something else and a week later, put a twist on it. And then after like a year of being a politician, suddenly the average person is going, oh, this Tony Abbott guy's a dickhead. I heard blah, blah, blah. It's just all bullshit on the grapevine and rumours and just none of it's true. And it's all because the media's been attacking him. And so people might think, what the hell, Andy Nolch is supporting Tony Abbott. What the hell's with that? And it's just like, it's just because I can see through all the bullshit that the media's doing, and I know the media's bullshit, so I just don't trust anything that they say. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting what's going on. So, anyway, so Tony Abbott seems all right. I'm not saying I agree with him on everything, but I just think that if he was a leader of a country for a long amount of time, he wouldn't just totally destroy our country, and I think that he would show respect to people and stuff. Like, he was never pushing for some policy to ban gays, was he? He was never pushing for that, was he? He was never trying to attack gays. He was just saying, let's not change the law, let's just leave things the way they are. Gay people can totally be gay, and they can also go to Bali or some other place to get married. So they can just make up their own marriage. I mean, personally with me, I wouldn't care if the government could tell me whether or not I could get married. I'll just put my finger up to them if they said no, and I'll go do my own thing. I'll just go, hey, you can go get effed, government. I don't want you to even know about my marriage. I don't want you to even know my name, government. What do you want? Why do you want to have anything to do with me? I don't think we need a big organisation of people yelling amongst each other, passing silly laws and just, like, making... Anyway, there's a lot going on, and I can keep on going on about it, but a lot of politicians are lawyers, and if there's more laws that are passed, it's more complex and there's more work for the lawyers. So let's just say that's why you'd find a lot of politicians as lawyers, you know. But yeah, the hour's up and stuff, and so I mean, like I said, you know, it was going to be half an hour, but it went up to an hour and stuff. But yeah, so. Just talking about how corrupt it got, like how crazy the setup is with the government and stuff, and it's just like, if the government stopped existing today, I'm sure we'd be able to get along okay. And the main things that the government do that we actually need are, I do think we need to have an organisation that protects our borders. I do think that, but then again, you might be able to do that without a government. You might be able to do it where it's a volunteer organisation, it's a volunteer army. Like, you know, they go door knocking and they speak to people and they go, look, we need funds to fund this army so that we can protect our borders, and it can have nothing to do with the government. It's just an organisation that, you know, goes, come on, please, can you pay some money? And then everyone gives a little bit of their money, and they're not forced to or anything, and then we can have our borders protected. Anyway, so I think the government needs to protect the borders. I think that the government needs to... I don't even think we need the rubbish truck stuff. I don't even think we need to have the government have to do anything with the rubbish truck stuff, because I imagine that we could just arrange a system where you just pay for your rubbish to get put away or something like that. And you might go, well, it's going to cost you money. It's just like, well, you don't understand how much money you're paying in taxes today. That's going to cost you way more, you know. The roads, you might go, well, the government can build the roads. And it's just like, well, I'm sure we can come up with a way where roads are charged something. I mean, there are already roads you have to pay for now, you know what I mean? And it's just like, there's toll roads and stuff now, so it's just like... But yeah, and then that, like, even when it comes to schooling and stuff, it's just like, you don't really need the government even to provide schools. Like, I'm sure you could have certain people that could set up good schools that could last a good amount of time and it wouldn't be that expensive, you know? It's just like, I reckon there's a lot of things that the government is just not needed for. And, you know, like, maybe mothers could learn how to homeschool and stuff. And you're like, oh, my God, Andy Norton's being sexist, implying that mothers can homeschool and dads don't. Well, it's just like, well, mothers are better at looking after their children than fathers. It's just a fact. And I reckon fathers are better working because they can be strong and do manual heavy lifting jobs and stuff. And it's just like, you know, I totally respect a woman if they want to work and all those sort of things. You know, I'm not being some prick that's trying to take away people's rights to do what the F they want with their life. But what I'm saying is, on average, you know, it seems like women are more suited to looking after children. It's just a fact. I mean, why would a woman want to be a slave anyway for some business owner? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, yeah, encourage women to be part of the workforce. It's just being part of the workforce is just being a slave. It's just like, it's bad enough for the guys who have to be part of the workforce. The women should enjoy the fact that they don't have to be in the workforce. You know what I mean? That's awesome. It doesn't seem that bad to be a woman, you know? You get, as long as you're with a guy who's got good money, you know. But it's just like, it's tough being in the workforce, you know? It's not that great. It's just, anyway, you know, part of the reason why it's not that great is because of governments and stuff just screwing up the economy. See, I study economics a lot. I know a lot about economics. That's why it's like, that's how I know about all these things and stuff, and how I know, like, how the government is just screwing up the economy. And it's just like, things could be so much cooler. Anyway, we could go back to things just in, like, what they were in the 1800s and stuff, where there was a government, but it was just so much smaller than what it is now, and there was so much less taxes, and it was a lot simpler, and things were, yeah, like, just better. All right, anyway, that's the end of the podcast. It's enough about me whinging about governments. I can't remember what I was talking about before that. But anyway, I reckon there'll be a lot less evil in this world if it wasn't governments. And evil people hijack the government and use the government's power to do whatever they want. Because you can't have an organisation that can just pass whatever laws they want. That's basically what a government is. It's just like they can do whatever they want. They're above the law. They can change the law. You know, you can't have that. You just have to have rules, lock them in stone, that's it, not going to change, and then evil people can't come along and change the laws and make things crazy. Alright, well, that's it for me, Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me.